Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Now, Pope Francis died this morning. He was 88 years old after serving as the head of the Catholic Church for 12 years. He was widely seen as a friend to the Jewish people, although his views on Israel were complex. To unpack this further, I am joined with Rabbi Bencion Kravitz, who is the founder of JewsForJudaism.org. Rabbi, thanks for joining us here on Hi FM. As Jews, how should we remember the Pope?
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me on your show. I think there's a couple of different ways of remembering Pope Francis. Positively, I think it's very important that we remember that he reiterated the important message of Nostra Aetate, which Pope Paul VI initiated as part of Vatican II, which changed the outlook of the Catholic world toward the Jewish people, not seeing them responsible for deicide and not focusing on proselytizing and feeling that it is essential that Catholics try to bring Jews to believe in Jesus. And I think that was a major turning point in the way the world started to look at the Jewish people compared to, you know, the past several thousand years of the way, you know, the church viewed the Jews in a negative light and actually spurned on anti-Semitism. And that Pope Francis was also very powerful in his statements against anti-Semitism. The other point that you mentioned is somewhat controversial about his views about the events in Gaza. One time saying it was should be investigated for genocide, then changing, explaining his words differently. But I think he's put in a difficult, he was put in a very difficult position, having to deal with the entire world and everyone viewed, looking for him to be supportive of their cause. But I think all in all, his general support of the Jewish people and the state of Israel is to be highly commended. And our hope is that the next pope will not only continue in that path, but even strengthen the relationships with the Jewish people worldwide and especially with the state of Israel.
On the point, in terms of his comments on Israel, I know that he did say that his words had been taken out of context. But before we talk about his views on Israel, I wanted to ask you, how might his passing influence the Catholic Church's ongoing dialogue and relationship with Jewish communities?
You know, there are several candidates that they're already talking about of being potential the next pope, and they differ somewhat. Some feel that the pope went, so to speak, too far to the left in looking at issues that affected the Catholic Church, and some want to become more central and more conservative. So I think we have to wait and see who they choose. But I think the fact that he reiterated his stance for not blaming the Jews for deicide and not only not promoting anti-Semitism, but fighting anti-Semitism sets the tone for the next leadership. So I think only time will tell, but I'm very optimistic.
And then following on from what you're saying, I'm sure some listeners will remember that back in 2016, he prayed at Rome's Great Synagogue, where he also paid homage to Holocaust survivors. In the same year, he visited Auschwitz. He focused on interfaith, and he also supported a two-state solution. How much of the Vatican's view in terms of Catholic-Jewish relations depends on the Pope, because what shifts could we expect under a new pontiff?
Well, I think we've seen in the last decade a major shift in the Catholic Church, where a lot of the foundational beliefs of the Catholic Church have been challenged by the memberships of the Church. And there's been a lot of Pope Francis tried to make a lot of adaptations toward, you know, these issues that traditionally would be viewed as almost heretical in terms of the Catholic stance on gays and lesbians and things like that. But, you know, I think that there is a reaction to the way that people think within the Catholic Church. And we live in a world where the anti-Jewish attitude is so prevalent. I think any stance that the Catholic Church takes against anti-Semitism and pro-Israel is an important message to be heard by a population that's being inundated with social media that's presenting the complete opposite message. So I think this is a great opportunity to strengthen relationships with the Vatican and with the next pope.
Rabbi, both you and I have alluded to the fact that the Pope was an outspoken critic of Israel's war in Gaza. In November, he suggested that the global community should study whether Israel's military campaign in Gaza constitutes a genocide of the Palestinian people. Although, as I mentioned earlier, he said that those comments were taken out of context. What impact could the change in papal leadership have on the Vatican's diplomatic stance towards Israel?
I do not believe that it's going to have a negative impact. I think that that the next leader of the Catholic Church is going to realize that the greatest friends, you know, we always hear evangelicals say that they're the greatest friends of the Jewish community in Israel. But in fact, I think the Jewish community is the greatest friends in terms of morality and ethics to the Catholic Church. And they recognize that we are the mother religion that they came from. And I think that they're going to want to utilize that to strengthen their stance and their beliefs among the 1.8 billion followers of Catholicism. So I want to think in positive terms. I know that these statements about Gaza were perhaps even influenced by outside people that were putting pressure on the Vatican to take a stance. But I don't really know. I don't think we really know. But I think the fact that he was quick to say that his words were taken out of context and that he was more concerned about there shouldn't be a genocide rather than pointing the finger at Israel, and the fact that he condemned Hamas tremendously. And I think there's a balancing act that any world leader in his religious position has to take. And I think he handled it pretty well, even though there are critics and there are reasons to be concerned. But it's not a perfect world. And I think taking that into consideration, the benefits far outweighed any negative things that came out of it.
He certainly did criticize Hamas. I'm quoting, he said, "Hamas should no longer exist in the world, but the war should also not be prolonged." So that very difficult stance of trying to be perhaps sensitive to both sides. That was a really interesting conversation, Rabbi. Thank you for your insight. We know that, for example, the European Jewish Congress has expressed its mourning over the Pope's passing. And as you say, time will tell when there's a new Pope in terms of what really is the long-term legacy of this Pope and just how relations between the Vatican and the Jewish world will evolve. That's Rabbi Ben-Zion Kravitz, the founder of JewsForJudaism.org. Thank you for your time.